This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Complete results of election held for 18 National Assembly member seats made public. Candidates from Nepali Congress, CPN-UML and JSP Nepal emerged victorious. 545 students from various faculties graduate from Nepal Open University. Prime Minister Karki stresses on creating employment opportunities within country. Home Minister Arial urges Cyber Bureau to act swiftly against false information. And hundreds of thousands people without power in USA as winter storm hits. Now the news in detail. The candidates from the Nepali Congress, the CPN-UML and the Janata Samajwadi Party JSP Nepal Alliance have been elected according to the vote results of the National Assembly election held yesterday. From Kosi Province, CPN-UML candidates Rosni Meche and Somnath Portel have been elected as National Assembly members. Elections were held for three National Assembly seats in Kosi Province. Earlier, Sunil Bahadur Thapa of the Nepali Congress was elected unopposed in the open category. From Madhya's province, CPN-UML's Rekha Jha won the women's category, while Nepali Congress candidate Ranjit Karn won the minority category. In the Dalit category, Nepali Congress Dharmendra Paswan was elected, while Mahanta Thakur of the Janata Samajwadi Party JSP Nepal won the other category. From Bagmati Province, Congress candidate Geeta Devkota won in the women's category, while CPN-UML candidate Prem Prasad Dangal won other category, according to Chief Election Officer Geeta Shrestha. Similarly, from Gandaki Province, Nepali Congress candidate Jagat Timil Sina won in the other group, while CPN-UML candidate Samjana Devkota won in the women's group. From Lumini Province, candidates from the Nepali Congress and CPN-UML were elected. UML's Ram Kumari Jhakri won in the women's category, while Congress candidates Chandra Bahadur KC other category and Basudev Khimire in persons with disability minority quota were elected. From Karnali Province, Meena Singh Rakhal and Lalit Jung Shahi have been elected as National Assembly members. In the election held for two seats, Rakhal from UML and Shahi from the Nepali Congress emerged victorious. Likewise, from Sudur Paschim Province, Nepali Congress candidate Kham Bahadur Khati and CPN-UML candidate Leela Kumari Bhandari have been elected as the National Assembly members. According to Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattrai, the voting was held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. yesterday across all seven provinces, recording an overall voter turnout of 95.68%. A total of 545 students from various faculties have graduated from the Nepal Open University. At a program organized by the university in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Sushila Karki awarded degrees to the students of various faculties under the university in its first convocation ceremony held yesterday. Similarly, Prime Minister Karki, also the Chancellor of the University, presented the Chancellor Medal to the top scorer students of bachelor's and master's levels. Established in 2073, BS The Open University has now been running bachelor, master, MPhil and PhD educational programs. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Karki has expressed the view that evils and corruption should be ended through mutual cooperation and collaboration. The Prime Minister stressed the need of resolving existing problems by creating employment opportunities in the country through an excellence in higher education. She asked the graduate students to collaborate in the campaign of nation building. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial has said the Cyber Bureau does not need approval from senior officials or any other bodies to take action against those spreading misleading information on social sites. During a visit to the Cyber Bureau of the Nepal Police at Bhotahiti, the minister made it clear that the bureau's personnel are free to bring anyone violating the law under investigation. He urged the Bureau to closely monitor the spread of indecent, baseless and legally prohibited content as well as misinformation and disinformation on social media in view of the upcoming election to the House of Representatives. The Supreme Court has ordered the collection of additional evidence in the case involving Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabila Michhani over allegations of organized crime and money laundering. A division bench directed the Office of the Attorney General to submit supplementary documents and said the case will be discussed for a possible interim order after the documents are received. The Attorney General's office told the court that the charge sheet was amended after new evidence emerged. Earlier, a single bench had also sought the original decision related to the amendment. The organized crime and money laundering charges were withdrawn on January 14 after the charge sheet was amended. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has declined to issue an interim order in a writ petition filed by Nagarik Unmukti Party patron Resham Lal Chowdhury, who has sought permission to contest the upcoming House of Representatives election. A single bench issued a show cause order while refusing interim relief. The next hearing in the case has been scheduled for January 29. The Ministry of Home Affairs has urged the public to uphold the pride and dignity of the national flag and to use it strictly in accordance with the existing laws. In a statement issued yesterday, the ministry has warned that misuse of the national flag is punishable. It said that under the Election Code of Conduct 2082, election candidates are allowed to use a maximum of 10 national flags during rallies, mass meetings and other campaign activities. The ministry also stressed that the national flag must not be used in a disrespectful manner or in places and contexts that go against public morality and decorum. It added that the procedures for the use of the national flag and national anthem 2069 are in force to ensure respectful use and that chief district officers have been authorized to monitor compliance. The Election Commission has set up a joint election operations center to promptly address any issues that may arise during the House of Representatives election. The center, located at the Election Commission premises in Kathmandu, was inaugurated yesterday by officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Pandari. Speaking at the event, he said the center will take immediate action to resolve problems reported from constituencies, especially those that cannot be settled at the local voting center level. The center will be led by Election Commission Secretary with a joint secretary from the Home Ministry and representatives of security agencies as members. According to the commission, the center will collect and analyze information from across the country and make quick decisions to ensure the smooth conduct of the election process. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. A powerful winter storm sweeping across the United States has left more than 1 million households without electricity, disrupted air travel, and created dangerous road conditions across much of the country. The BBC has quoted the National Weather Service as saying snow, ice, and freezing rain are causing life-threatening conditions from Texas to New England, with impacts expected to last several days. At least 3 storm-related deaths have been reported so far, 2 from hypothermia in Louisiana and 1 exposure-related death in Texas. Authorities are also investigating several deaths in New York City amid extreme cold. Officials have reported that over 1 million homes were without power by Sunday afternoon and more than 10,000 flights were cancelled. Officials also warned that ice accumulation poses the greatest danger, damaging power lines, downing trees, and making roads hazardous. Several states, including Kentucky and Tennessee, have declared emergencies with schools closed and government businesses disrupted, including a postponed U.S. Senate vote. Forecasters warned that dangerous cold conditions could persist into early February, while emergency officials urge residents to limit travel and take precautions against prolonged power outages. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the Himalayan region and mainly clear in the rest of the country. Mist is likely to occur at a few places in the Tarai region today. According to the meteorological analysis, at present there is some influence of westerly wind in Nepal. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Complete results of election held for 18 National Assembly member seats made public. Candidates from Nepali Congress, CPN, UML and GSP Nepal emerged victorious. 545 students from various faculties graduate from Nepal Open University. Prime Minister Karki stresses on creating employment opportunities within country. Home Minister Arial urges Cyber Bureau to act swiftly against false information. And hundreds of thousands people without power in USA as winter storm hits. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.